Harriet Sungard worked with more than 200 businesses after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. What can you tell us about lessons learned from that experience?
What was a consistent theme throughout the information that we collected was the emphasis that companies realized they had not placed on getting their resources ready from a lot of different perspectives. And that was the common theme, really, that we heard from almost every company, is that the message, the lesson that they'll take forward is that they will do more planning as it relates to their employees and the resources who are responsible for recovery.
Why did they feel they had not prepared their employees sufficiently for a disaster like this?
Some of the key things, and these will appear to be pretty tactical, but they actually turned out to be extremely critical. It was items such as making sure that there were arrangements for lodging near the recovery center, making sure that there were funds available for those resources to be able to stay at the recovery center for an extended period of time in the case of Katrina. And also, and this was especially true in Katrina, their families need to go along with them, because the only way they're going to be able to really focus on the company's recovery is to know that their family is safe and taken care of. So it was some very technical things like that, and it also included training. What became clear is that many companies had not done enough testing of their recovery plans and recovery processes. Experience in that really pays off when you're in a time of crisis, and they found that their employees weren't trained on what they needed to do, weren't familiar enough, and there also wasn't enough cross-training. Many employees who were key to recovery were missing or not available. And they were challenged because there was no one else who was qualified to do the recovery.
So are there a set of best practices that Sungard recommends?
Actually, there are. And you know, they're tailored to specifically address getting IT resources prepared. Some of the recommendations that we'd have are assign backup roles in case key players are unavailable or missing.
Okay.
And then plan for all possible communication issues as well. I think some companies had counted on being able to use cell phones as their primary means of communication. And during Katrina, many cell phone towers were destroyed. Over 1,000, actually, were destroyed. And for a period of time following the disaster, there was no cell phone coverage. So items like satellite phones and even walkie-talkies would have been helpful, which leads to establishing and testing a communications plan. Make sure that your employees have at least 3 to 4 alternate means of communication. How will you reach that employee? You want to know, beyond just a cell phone, how else would you be able to reach that person? Because communication was really extremely difficult in the weeks after Katrina, which is really the most important time when you're going through your recovery effort. Those are the hours and the days when it's most critical to be able to communicate among the employees who are doing the recovery. Where are you? When will you get to the recovery center? Basic communication just wasn't possible. So I think satellite phones were probably the biggest aha moment. You know, some other things would be plan for extended recoveries. I think oftentimes plans that are built and employees that are being prepared think of recovery as being something that would happen in days. And in some cases, on average, we had companies in our facilities for 20 days or more doing their recovery and actually conducting business from our centers. So that's another, I think, key lesson learned from Katrina, is be aware that the recovery may take days, weeks, or even longer.